Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is a finally Friday. You made it, and it is September 5th. 5:31. Thanks for being here. Ready for the weekend. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. I'm super excited. The fact that it is Friday. And, you know, I've never been... Has anyone here in the room been to First Friday down at the Arts District?
Yes.
Okay. So it's going to be my first one. And I'm just super excited. You want to give me maybe like a, I don't know, like a tidbit or two? What to expect?
There's music, there's food, there's vendors. Yeah, it's just a fun time. It'll be a good time.
Yeah, cool. Well, I just been hearing a lot about it, so I'm super excited to experience it. And that's pretty much it. I thought about you yesterday. I know you're into, because you always talk about Handles every now and then, right? Handles ice cream.
Okay.
And you like treats, I assume, yes?
Who doesn't like treats?
Right. So I've been seeing people around town. I don't know if y'all have seen people wear these hats called Thick and Thin. And at first I'm like, Thick and Thin? What is that? And I looked it up yesterday just driving home, and it's a smoothie shop. I had no idea. And I went inside and I checked it out, and it's really good. So maybe when you, Matt, the kids are out this weekend, or maybe you and James, Steph, you're out maybe looking for a treat, check them out. It's really good.
Nice. Yeah.
It's a neighborhood thing.
Well, we'll have to definitely check that out. That's it's always good to find new places for a sweet treat. How you doing this morning, Steph?
I'm good. I'm excited for the weekend.
Yes.
I felt so ready. Week, even though it was only a 4-day work week, it felt like eight days.
Yeah, for sure. It, why does that always happen on the short weeks? It always feels like it takes forever to get there. Do you have any big plans this weekend?
No plans. It's so nice just to do nothing.
You always say that, though.
I really am doing nothing. My big thing right now is, if you look down at my jeans, I've had a hole in these jeans for like 3 months, so I'm gonna go and get it fixed.
So they're not the kind of holes that are supposed to look cool, like a distressed way.
It's a style.
It's like in my groin area.
Oh yeah, you never want to have the distressed area in the groin.
Yeah, that is my big plans for this weekend. Mercedes, how are you doing?
I am good. Last night, football is back. Super excited about that Cowboys Eagles game. There was a bit of a delay, but watch some of that, and then. We got to talk about this later. Watch this crazy documentary that I had been hearing about. Everyone was like, have you watched this? This is nuts. And it's the number one show on Netflix right now. It bumped out my K-pop Demon Hunters, and it's called Unknown Number. And I was just like, I knew the twist at the end, and I'm not going to spoil it, but my husband did not. So I was like, hey, do you want to watch this with me? I'm going to watch it. And he's like, yeah, sure. So he's watching it. And when they revealed like something big on this, that guy was so blown away. He's like, I wish I would have recorded his reaction. It was so funny. He's like, what is this? He's like, oh my gosh, are you kidding me? Screaming at the TV like they could hear him. It was crazy. Have you heard anything about it?
I've seen it. And I'm like, you know, I'm one of those guys, unless someone tells me about it, I'm not going to actually press play. But you're selling this really well.
Oh, and but I've you said you've seen it.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I've seen it on Netflix. I've seen it in the
top. Okay.
My bad.
I was like, wait, you've seen it or not?
Yeah, I've seen it in the tops. But after what you're telling me, you're selling this really well.
I was just blown away. Has anyone else watched it? We'll definitely have to talk a little bit more about it later and get into it. But have you seen it, Steph?
So I'm reading on it. I've never heard of it. You're the first person. I haven't even seen it on my Netflix top. So this is based on a true story.
Uh-huh.
What? I'm reading a little little bit about it. I'm so interested to hear what you have to say and like what happens at the end.
I was just like, even though I knew because I saw spoilers online, I was still just like, what is going on? Anyone else see it? Just so crazy. So yeah, we'll talk about that later on this morning. Got a lot to get to. And of course, don't forget, we've got those Disneyland tickets. Another 4-pack of 2-day, 1-park-per-day tickets to the Disneyland Resort. 7:30 with a Mega Minute. Let's do this. Let's start the show. Time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Poison by Belle Biv DeVoe? Hear Fly by Sugar Ray. Or do you want to hear Goodies by Sierra? Those are your choices. Get your votes in right now. Tweet us on X or Threads at Mercedes in the AM. Vote on our Facebook page. That's Mercedes in the Morning. Or just text or call us 702-364-9400. We're going to count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1.
Here we go.
You're going to want to hear this.
All right. We have more to come on the pre-show this morning on the way next. Some jobs you could not pay me to do. We're talking the kind of work that would have you running for the door, like 10 minutes into your first shift. Is there a job you know you could not handle? Steph says her nephew just got one and she'd never be able to do it. We'll talk about it coming up next. But first, the votes are in and Poison by Belle Biv DeVoe is the pre-show. You pick them.
You choose the music. You pick it, we play it. Yeah. It's Mercedes in the Morning, pre-show you pick 'em.
Yeah, Spider-Man and freezing full effect.
Mix 94.1, it is Mercedes in the Morning. You ever think about jobs that you could just never handle? Maybe you don't have the stomach for it, or maybe your heart couldn't take it, or maybe it's like the hours, they're just too weird and you know you would be completely miserable. So Steph, your nephew just started in a new job and you're like, there's no way I could do this job.
Absolutely not. He was telling me about the things he's seen. He just started as a CHP officer in San Francisco. And I don't know how he does it. He has told me the crazy stories just from these past couple months from when he started. He says that a lot of the times people will want to take their lives on the Golden Gate Bridge.
Oh, I've heard that is a really serious problem.
Right. And so what these CHP officers have to do is talk them off the ledge, literally. And he hasn't done it, but he's witnessed it when he was shadowing another partner of his. And he said, it's no joke. They will stand there for hours and just talk to them. Because you think, like, as a police officer, you know, you're fighting crime, you're giving speeding tickets. But I never thought that you would have to deal with stuff like this. That's one of the things he's dealt with. This other story that he told me, I was like, I could never do this. He unfortunately had to attempt to save someone's life. I guess a family pulled over on the side of the road because their car was breaking down. But instead of breaking down, pulling off to the side of the road, they pulled off to the side of the freeway. And he says that's one of the most dangerous things you could ever do.
And you have to get out of your car.
Yes.
Like immediately.
So when this family, this dad pulled out on the side of the car to see what was going on with his car, another car going like 80 miles per hour hit the car, hit the dad, and they called the cops. My nephew was one of the guys trying to perform CPR in front of the mom and the kids. Think about that. So he's performing CPR in front of the wife and kids, unfortunately wasn't able to save him and had to break the news to the family. That, he said, has been giving him, you know, kind of a PTSD with all of this stuff.
He won't ever forget that.
Yeah.
Ever. Like, that is so hard. Is there a job that you just know you are not cut out for? 702-364-9400. Julian, do you have one?
Oh, without a doubt. Surgeon. a surgeon 120%. Number one, I don't watch horror movies. I get scared by cockroaches. So it'll be a surgeon all day. Just the fact that seeing, you know, without getting too detailed, body parts in front of me, that's just something that I can't handle. You know what I mean? Like, my version of a horror movie, Mercedes, is like Wednesday on Netflix.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, I feel you on that one.
What about, like, is it the blood that gets you? Or are you just not a person that can stand the sight of blood?
Yeah, it's all of that. Like, I literally, I'm not making this up, I scream like a five-year-old when I get blood taken. Like, when I get my blood panel done. And not to mention, you know, you got to get a bachelor's degree. Then you have to go. You got to go to medical school. I thought that was it. No, you got to spend another, what, like eight to, it's almost a decade of your time with internship and residency programs. Shout out to anyone that's a surgeon or in that field. I just, so what, by the time you actually become a full-fledged surgeon, you could be, what, 40?
Honestly, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with the education. If someone's cutting me open, please be educated. I'm not, yes. I'm not mad at that.
Right.
I agree with you there.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for being here. Welcome to the show. It is finally Friday, September 5th. It is 6:03. So happy the weekend is finally here. Who's ready for the weekend?
Raise all of us.
So ready.
I was catching up on my celebrity gossip this morning. I was seeing there's this new report out that Harry Styles and Zoe Kravitz are together, and I guess it's like a friends with benefits situation. Did you see anything about this?
Yes, it's very interesting. The fact that I guess both parties are cool with the fact that this is a friends with benefits relationship, like you were saying. They've been seen hanging out together in Italy, in New York City, and apparently they've had the conversation, ladies, the fact that, you know what? We're just, you know, into each other physically, and it's not going to be anything long term, and that's okay. You know, and I'm just curious because I've been in this situation. I don't know if y'all have in the past, but, you know, have you ever seen a friends with benefits relationship? Have you seen it work out or did it end in drama? I'd love to hear, you know, I'd love to hear some stories. The number is 702-364-9400. You can call or text because, Mercedes, I don't see this ending well at all.
Why so pessimistic? Oh my gosh, they just started dating and you're already canceling them.
Dating, right, but they're not dating exclusively. And call me the pessimistic guy. I've been in this situation most recently back in Seattle, and she hates me now. And I don't even know why. Because I told her in the beginning, you know, I don't think I'm, you know, looking for anything long term. This is going to be, you know, probably friends with benefits, and it's going to be probably short term because I don't know how long I'm going to be here. And it didn't end well. It didn't end well. That's what I will share with you.
So are you okay? I'm confused. Are you promoting friends or benefits with benefits because you did it, or are you just saying it will never ever work out?
Yeah, I'm not promoting it. I'm just saying that someone, from my experience, someone always gets their feelings more involved. You know what I mean? Or the communication, the lines get blurred. You know, because even though, you know, for me personally, when I told this girl, hey, you know, this is going to be a friends with benefits relationship because I just don't think I'm going to be there yet. And quite honestly, I don't know how long I'm going to be in Seattle. She was like, cool, start hanging out more and more, start staying over. And over the course of a couple months, it became more serious than it probably should have been. And then that's when I think expectations changed. Does that make sense?
I think that friends with benefits relationships can work. I think that it's only though if the two people are on the same page. You know, if you're using it for companionship and keeping the emotions light, it can be used for a way to fill some space in your life without that pressure of a full blown relationship. But the second when you start to catch feelings, I think that's where things can get confusing. And I don't think it's bad that someone catches feelings. I mean, if you spend more and more time together with someone, you know, you might really enjoy your time. You might say, hey, I could see myself with this person. If that happens, you do need to kind of stop and reevaluate, I think, because otherwise then you're going to set yourself up for some awkward moments.
And I agree 100%, but I think that's the thing. Catching feelings. One person catches feelings. If the other person doesn't reciprocate, then what do? You know what I mean? Like, then that becomes kind of a, yeah, it's kind of a sticky situation.
Well, what if they both catch feelings? Then it's friends with benefits is a good thing, right?
Yes, maybe. Maybe these two could catch feelings together. I've never seen that personally, but I would like to see it. I'd love to be in it.
Oh, yeah. Just because you haven't seen it doesn't mean it doesn't happen. It's Harry Styles and Zoe Kravitz. If I'm Zoe, I'm catching feelings for Harry Styles. If I'm Harry, I'm catching feelings for Zoe Kravitz. It's gonna happen. Like, wow, they're two of the most beautiful people in the world. So feelings will be caught. I am convinced of it.
I agree.
So a lot coming up on the show this morning, guys. Don't go anywhere. In just a few minutes, we have an early edition of Heads Up for you. San Gennaro Feast tickets. Let's get those to you in just a few minutes. Also at 7:30, your tickets to check out Disneyland. We've got them. 7:30 with the Mega Minute. And on the way next is what's trending. Justin Bieber just surprised fans with a brand new album at midnight. Why Swag 2 is different from his first release this year and how the timing could set him up perfectly for the Grammys. We're going to talk about all that coming up next in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Mercedes in the mornings. What's trending? What's trending on Mix 94.1.
Justin Bieber is trending this morning. Believers, they woke up to a lot of music. Justin Bieber dropped Swag 2 at midnight. It's a 23 song follow-up to Swag, and it sounds to me like it's keeping that same warm kind of alt R&B vibe. Now, there are no comedy skits this time around, but if you listen closely, you're still going to catch a couple of Drewski shout-outs in the lyrics of Swag 2. The album closes with such a major curveball on this one. If you haven't heard the album yet, we'll play a couple of these tracks. There is, it's called Story of God, and it's almost 8 minutes of Justin narrating the Adam and Eve story as Adam.
Wow.
Here's some of that.
Everything was exactly as it was meant to be. And Eve, when I look at her, I finally understand what God meant when he said, very good. And then there's him. It's the cool of the day. That's when he comes. You always know when he's near. The air, it changes. Expected, like the atmosphere itself is leaning in to listen.
That's one way to end a record. Very interesting. Some of the early fan favorites that people are talking about online is a song, Mother and You. It's kind of an acoustic ode to his son, Jack, that really kind of tugs at the heartstrings. Here's some of that. There's another song called Love Song. This one is kind of a piano driven track, and they say this chorus is going to stick in your head. I wanna reach your love song. Great. I think, you know, when I heard another one, like, so soon, wow, he must have a lot of material to dole out, but I think it sounds really good.
Yeah, I agree. He definitely had it planned. You know, I will say, I was, because sources were saying that it was going to be more poppy, and that's kind of what I was expecting, and don't get me wrong, I'm about 6-7 tracks in, and I dig it. But it would be, and maybe it's later on in the album. You know, I know you've heard more of it, Mercedes, but I was expecting, you know, some poppy songs. Maybe, I'm not saying like My World Days, but maybe like from the Purpose album, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see. We'll see.
Well, here's the smart part, because Swag came out right before the Grammy cutoff. Swag 2 is now positioned for 2027 Grammy nominations. Mm-hmm. So Bieber's not going to have to compete with himself next year. He's going to be set for the next two Grammys. And with 44 swag songs total, Beliebers are... they are set, but there's already speculation that we're going to see a third swag installment, swagstallment, I guess you would call it. So they're saying a third one is going to come out. So we'll say he is definitely keeping his fans well fed, and that is what's trending. All right, let's do it. It is time to win. Time for an early edition of Heads Up. And as promised, we've got your San Gennaro Feast tickets. Four passes to the San Gennaro Feast happening at the M Resort September 17th through the 19th. When you win Heads Up, it's Friday. We only have one category left. I'll tell you that category is Orchestra Pit. But if you get six answers in 60 seconds, these tickets are yours. Caller 20, you're playing right now. 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, let's get our contestant here on a Friday. It's Amanda. Good morning, Amanda. You're Woo-hoo! Caller 20.
Good morning.
Let's do this. Get you a four-pack of tickets to the San Gennaro Feast. That's always such a fun time. Your category is Orchestra Pit. September is National Piano Month. So these are all things that are associated with piano, musical instruments, stuff like that, okay?
Okay.
Okay, we just need six and 60 seconds, and you will be a winner. You ready to go?
I'm ready.
Let's do it.
All right, Amanda, heads up. And your 60 seconds starts now.
On a piano, these are black and white.
Keith?
Yes. You use sticks to play these.
Drums.
Yes. This is the person that stands in front of an orchestra and they tell them what to do. They move their
feet. Conductor?
Yes. This is an instrument and you kind of hold it to the side and blow into it.
A flute?
Yes. This is how the musicians know what to play. They have this in front of them. It's on paper. It's their what?
Lyric?
Let's pass on that. This is an instrument and like you sit in a chair and you like use the strings with your fingers.
A harp?
Yes. This is, I play this in like elementary school and you hit the keys with these like mallets that look like yarn. They're like dong, 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 dong.
Bongo drum?
No, let's pass.
Oh, a xylophone?
Yes, a xylophone! Nice. Oh my gosh, Amanda. That was a terrible clue. I don't know how you got that, but I am so impressed. Congratulations. You just won. You got those tickets to the San Gennaro Feast. Four of them when it comes back to town September 17th through the 19th at the M Resort. Congratulations, and make sure you keep it here because the winning does not stop. 7:30 this morning, we've got your tickets to the happiest place on earth, the Disneyland Resort, and we want you to go. When you win the Mega Minute, 7:30, be listening for that. Right now, it's Imagine Dragons and it's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. You know what's scary? It's how easy it is to get scammed these days. It feels like scammers are especially going after the older generation, seniors, and sometimes it happens so fast that by the time you realize what's going on, it's already too late. And Steph, I know something just happened in your family that just shows how ruthless these people can be.
Yeah, and it's so heartbreaking to hear these stories, especially when it's someone close to you. My husband's great aunt, she was scammed out of $10,000.
That's crazy. Now, like, how did this all happen?
So she has been having issues with her HP laptop, and for some reason she's been trying to search where to find help, and all of a sudden on her computer she gets a pop-up and it says, for help on your HP laptop, call this number. And from the description, she said it looked official, but to me and my husband James, we were like, that doesn't sound right. So when she gets this pop-up, she goes, oh my gosh, thank you, someone that can help me. So she calls this number. And immediately the person on the other line was like, we're watching you and everything that you're doing. We know your location. If you tell a soul about this, then we will come and find you. But we're demanding $10,000 from you.
What?
So she immediately was so scared. She fell for it because she thought it was legitimate. And she sent them $10,000. Now,
how did she send it?
I think through credit card.
Oh.
Yeah, she had to like make an account through what they said to make this. They sent her a link. They set up this new account. She sent the $10,000 and she was terrified. Now, during this process, I guess she called James for help and was trying to figure it out. Like, what's going on? What is this legitimate? And James wasn't answering and he was busy at work. He eventually called her back and it was just too late because all within an hour, that whole thing went down. And it's just so sad because when you hear these stories and just knowing how close we are to them and the age group that they're in, she's in her 80s, it feels like they're targeting the senior citizens.
Yeah, so that makes me so angry. Have you ever fallen for a scam or maybe an older family member has? 702-364-9400. The fact that they prey on people who are just trying to do the right thing is really sick and it happens in so many different ways. Have you ever been scammed like this? Melissa is on. Hey, Melissa, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. I don't understand how these scammers are sleeping at night. They have no moral compass for the people they're reaching out to. I have a coworker that just recently went through a scam. She was looking for extra part-time work, and she found an at-home job. Being in her late 60s, she thought it would be great for her. She comes to work and she's telling me how she found a part-time job. She gets to work from home for this company and she's giving me the whole rundown about it. And in the process, she mentioned that she has to pay to get this training.
Of course. Of course.
And as soon as I heard that, it gave me that red flag. And I asked her, I was like, no company is going to make you pay to work for them.
But here they are. And so did she catch that before she got wrapped up into it?
I don't think it threw a red flag until I said something.
Oh, but you helped her on that, Melissa. That's the thing.
She pulled up the emails. We started going through it all. They had her set up an account and give her savings account information, her Capital One credit card information.
Oh, my gosh. Capital. Do you know how much she was scammed out of?
Within the first 4 hours, she lost $350 on one credit card, $750 out of the other credit card. She immediately reached out to them via text and email to cancel, and they gave her the runaround that she didn't do it in time.
Oh.
And now she's responsible for this.
That's the thing. Like, I thought with the credit cards, you are offered a level of protection. Like with your situation, can she call the credit card company and say, hey, this was a scam to, you know, make sure you negate these charges. I want to contest this and maybe they'll help you on that.
So that's what she did. And she wasn't able to get the full $10,000 back, but she was at least able to get $7,000 back. Do we see that as optimism?
I mean, that's better than the full, being out the full amount, but it's crazy. This text says scammers are on the dating apps too. They use AI to talk to you. I haven't figured out why, but it's hard enough out there. Yeah, it certainly is. It's too bad that these poor people, and maybe you're a victim, man. Sometimes I feel like, Am I getting scammed? Like on certain things, I'll buy a product and I once fell for a scam. It was one of those things where they're like, hey, if you fill out this quick survey, you'll get a vacation. And I was like, sweet. Okay, cool. And then fast forward 3 hours later, they've registered me for some timeshare presentation in Henderson.
Oh,
now I'm like,
gosh.
No, I'm not going.
No.
I forget it.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And the Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like Davis says, sleep easy, friends.
Now, the Powerball jackpot for tomorrow night sitting at a jaw-dropping $1.7 billion. Your odds of winning? About 1 in 292 million. But hey, someone's got to be that one. And this site analyzed 10 years of drawings. And the number that comes up the most is 61. So keep that in mind if you're picking your numbers. The least pulled number is 13. The number that is most overdue is 26, which hasn't been drawn since April And if you're picking the Powerball number itself, history favors 4, 21, and 24. So keep all that in mind. Does this actually help? No, but it sure gives us something to talk about when we're not winning. So there you go.
But if we're choosing numbers, Mercedes, would you say maybe 61, right? 26, since it hasn't been drawn since April. So we just need one more number.
Sure. Why not? And if you win, just remember where you heard it from.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Also this morning, a new survey has found 1 in 8 Americans are overthinkers, second guessing 41% of their daily decisions. That's around 50 decisions a day or 1.5 million choices in a lifetime, which that sounds absolutely exhausting. 27% of people admit that they get stressed out over the simplest decisions like what to buy at the grocery store. And the average person spends 4 minutes deciding on each item, which is crazy. Couples, though, usually have 1 0 deliberation partner and 1 8 minutes to pick partner. So it kind of balances out. Honestly, I'm just overthinking reading this story right now.
Yeah, I will transparently tell you that today it probably took me 5 minutes to figure out what toothpaste to to brush my teeth with.
What, you have a variety of toothpaste?
I have the gum recession one. There's a specific gum recession one because I have gum recession. And then there's a cheaper kind. I forgot what it's called. And I just use that for... I honestly don't know. I got it because it was on sale. And I was trying to think, should I save the good stuff for later? Like for the weekend? I know you think I'm weird. And then should I just use the everyday stuff? And I spent probably like 4 minutes on it.
Oh, wow. I just have my one toothpaste that I use. I don't have a variety. Do you have like a treasure trove of toothpaste stuff?
No, I wish I did. That's kind of cool. I get to pick on this. This is a Monday toothpaste, a Tuesday toothpaste.
Yeah, I'm feeling a little crest today. You know?
The kids' toothpaste, the bubblegum one.
Finally, this morning, so NBA legend and Las Vegas local Shaquille O'Neal, he just gifted a brand new SUV to Tamara the Fireflies Humphreys. Who is that? Well, that is an 18-year-old college wrestler at the University of Pittsburgh at Johnstown. And she had worked all summer to save her a car so she could get to practices and tournaments. And her determination really caught Shaq's attention. I just think this is so cool because this guy is always doing stuff like this and we don't hear about half of it. Like he's always helping people out. He surprised her with the SUV and even gave her some words of encouragement over a video call telling her, you know, stay focused on these Olympic dreams that you have. Imagine Shaq giving you life advice and a car. I mean, I can't even get my Ubers to show up on time, and Shaq is out here doing the good work.
I would take it. Shaq is the under-the-radar good deed king for sure. You know, there's actually, like, websites and videos just dedicated to him talking about all the stuff that he's done under the radar.
Yeah, and I didn't realize he is, like, such a good businessman. Like, he owns so many things, things that you probably go to, and you didn't even realize, like, Shaq is behind the scenes. Maybe he's even in the back doing some work, and you don't even
It's time for Beat Mercedes. Can you guess the song faster than she can? Let's go.
All right, Caitlin, you're caller 20. Let's do this, Caitlin. It's Friday. The vibes are good. It is time to play Beat Mercedes. You can win a $525 diamond pendant from Michael Lehman and Diamond Jewelers if you can guess the song and artist faster than I can. How are you feeling this morning?
I'm so excited. We listen to you every morning driving to work.
Oh my gosh. So. You say we. Are you with someone this morning?
I am. Me and my mom, we're both teachers. We work at the same school.
Oh my gosh. Aww. Hi, Mom.
Awesome.
I love it. You guys, it's all about teamwork here. So you got this together. I'm going to leave the studio and you guys have at it. Good luck, Caitlin and Mom. We'll talk to you in a few minutes.
Okay.
Bye. Bye, Mercedes.
All right. Mercedes exiting the studio. Ladies, she cannot hear a thing, and the rules break out like this. You're going to hear the first 20 seconds of a song. Once you know the correct artist and title, you're going to shout out, got it. Once you say got it, we're going to stop the clock and the song, and you have exactly 5 seconds to say something. Sound good, ladies?
Yep.
All right, let's do it. Beat Mercedes, and the sound starts now.
Oh
my goodness, no.
Got about 5 more seconds. Oh, that's time.
Oh, no.
What you got?
The one time I don't know the song.
Take a guess. Take a guess. You got this. 3, 2.
LL Cool J.
Okay. LL Cool J. I'll give you 1 more second. 1. Okay.
I have no idea.
Okay. LL Cool J. Let's bring in Mercedes. See how y'all did. Okay.
Okay.
Mercedes.
Bringing in Mercedes. Caitlin, I heard you said you're working with your mom at the same school. Be honest. Is it a cool thing or is it kind of weird?
No, it's definitely a cool thing.
Oh, I love it. Okay. Mercedes is back.
Hello.
Vibes are good. We feeling good?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. We'll see how it goes. It's Friday. I want them to get the win, but I also got to maintain my streak.
You do. Let's see. And that sound starts now.
Oh, got it. Round the way, girl. LL Cool J.
LL Cool J, round the way, girl. And Steph with the official scores.
All right, Mercedes, you were quick today at 1.7 seconds.
Yeah.
LL Cool J, around the way, girl, is the correct answer. Now, Caitlin and her mom, Tiffany, they knew it was LL Cool J, and they went the full 20 seconds and didn't know the title of the song.
Oh, Caitlin and Tiffany, I'm sorry. Yeah, this is, oh man, I know every word to this song, and how excited am I that we get to play it right now. I mean, Monday morning, though, the good news is we have a $550 diamond pendant from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. Maybe you can get some bamboo earrings, at least 2 pair, when you go see him. It's Mix 94.1. I want a girl with extensions in her hair, bamboo earrings, at least 2
pair, a Fendi bag and a bad attitude. That's all I need. Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. You guys, I watched the craziest thing yesterday. It's the number one show on Netflix right now, and maybe some of you have watched it. If so, were you just as floored as I was? 702-364-9400. I'm talking about the show Unknown Number, The High School Catfish on Netflix. Have you heard of this?
Yeah, it's in my recs, and I'm very, very interested in hearing more.
It's a documentary, and it follows these two Michigan high school students, and they started getting all of these texts, like harassing texts, manipulative, threatening. It was crazy, and they all were coming from this unknown number. And at first, it looked like it was just like cruel teenagers playing pranks on each other.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to give it away, even though this is a real life story. This truly happened, and you can Google it and find out who was behind the text. But like, it all escalated into something really dark. Cyberbullying at its absolute worst. And we're talking like 40 to 50 texts a day for nearly 2 years.
40 to 50 texts a day?
A day. I mean, encouraging self-harm, trying to break down relationships, making the kids feel like they were constantly being watched, like stalked. It was like an absolute nightmare scenario. And you know, just being targeted online, not knowing who's behind it, and having your mental health just chipped away at day after day. And what shocked me the most was not just like how relentless the bullying was, but how the whole investigation unfolded. And when they found out who was behind it, by the time the ending hit, my jaw was on the floor. And I already saw the spoilers. I knew my husband, he was screaming at the TV like, this is ridiculous. But so I have 2 questions for you. First, have you watched it? And what did you think? 702-364-9400. And second, have you ever dealt with cyberbullying? Maybe it was yourself, maybe it was your kid, mean messages, harassment, someone spreading lies online, and how did you handle it? I'm really curious because this was like the absolute worst nightmare scenario I could ever imagine. Billy, hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Did you see that documentary?
I did, and I didn't know anything about the story before watching it, so I was floored, just like you were. We don't want to give away any spoilers, right?
Right, no spoilers, but just when you found out who was behind all of it, and you saw that they actually had the body cam from the cops confronting the person, and them, like, were you just, like, screaming at your TV?
I couldn't believe it. I was in disbelief, just like everybody on the TV show was. I was like, no, there's no way. But then you kind of know that, that could be the person, you know?
Yeah, it was absolutely crazy. Thanks for calling. Let's talk to Sandra. Hey, Sandra, good morning. We're talking about Unknown Number, the documentary, number one show on Netflix right now. Did you see it?
I did.
The sigh says everything. Yeah. I did. What did you think?
Well, without giving it away, like you said, I was livid. It's just hard to believe why. I kept asking myself why.
Like, why would you do something like that to someone just as a human being? But then when you find out the person that did it, it's like,
yes,
what's wrong with people in this world?
Does it make sense when you guys find out who it is?
No, not to me.
Okay.
Sandra and I are like, no, there's no sense that was made. It was just scary. Thanks for calling, Sandra. Have you ever dealt with something like this?
My nephew, unfortunately, went through cyberbullying, and we didn't find out until my mom actually went through his phone. So a couple years ago, he was about 11 years old. He loved to play Fortnite. And as you know, on Fortnite, you meet random people across the world, and he made friends with a certain person. And I guess what had happened is they exchanged cell phone numbers and they would text each other all the time. They started off as friends. Well, it turned into cyberbullying because this kid, I don't know where he's from, but he started bullying my nephew by saying, you owe me this money. You owe me a dollar. You owe me $5 for like the most randomest things. And my nephew started ignoring him, thinking that he would go away and just stop. It didn't end. It was like this person that you were saying on Netflix, 30 to 40 text messages a day.
Wow.
Where's my money? Where's my money? Eventually, my mom, just for some instinct reason, wanted to go through his phone, saw the text messages and calls in the middle of the night from him, like at 2 a.m., picked up his phone and said, who is this? Uh-oh. And then he's like, this is so-and-so. Where is so-and-so? And he goes, this is his grandma. Don't you ever dare talk to my nephew, my grandson like that ever again. And my mom stopped the whole thing.
Leave it to mom to just put an end to that. You know, when you hear the mom voice, the mom tone from someone, you're like, yes, ma'am. Like, I'm glad that got worked out because it could have escalated. It could have gotten a lot worse.
Right.
Need to hire her if I ever have an issue, man.
She bullied the cyberbully is what had happened.
That to me in my book is okay to bully the cyberbully. We're getting some texts here, 702-364-9400. A lot of them I can't read, and I encourage you not to look. Oh, did you look at the text?
I briefly, is there spoilers?
Yeah,
on the
people
text?
Are okay. It's okay because it's just a major plot point, but people are saying like more about the person that was behind it. This text says, that was the most messed up thing ever that I've watched. This one says, OMG, I watched it last night. How can that girl not hate the person who did it? Like, it's unbelievable. So if you are looking for a watch that will both infuriate you and also just make you second guess everything, like, I don't know if I love cell phones because they've just made our life very convenient.
Right.
I can do everything from buy plane tickets to call my mom to make a silly post. I could do everything on my phone, but it's just turned into such a weapon for some people. And it scares me that I feel, especially kids, that's something like I didn't have to deal with growing up. Mm-mm. And I'm really grateful for that. And, you know, going through your kid's phone, some people think it's invasion of privacy, but I think it was good that your mom did that.
Yeah.
I have the ability to go through my kid's phone, and I have before. I haven't recently because there was no reason that I was given. But is that, do you feel like that's taking it a little too far by going through it just randomly for no reason?
Absolutely not. I think it's so validated. When I have kids, they're having a flip phone until they're 25. I don't care what they say.
Have you guys seen that new tin can phone that everyone is talking about?
No.
Oh my gosh. This is like the millennial parents are going nuts for this phone. So the new iPhone actually debuts on Tuesday, but this is the only phone that your kid is going to care about. It's this new Wi-Fi phone called Tin Can. It's all over social media. The target market is nostalgic parents who don't want their kid to have a real phone yet. So there's no texting, there's no apps. It's like an old school landline with a cord, and it works over Wi-Fi, and only approved people can call it. And you can control the outgoing calls too. And it's a nod to those tin can phones. Remember that you would make with a string?
Yes.
And the handset's even curved like a can with little ridges on it. So it's basically for 10-year-olds who want a phone, but they're just not old enough yet. So if you grew up in the 80s or 90s, it's like a full-on nostalgia grab.
I wonder if these new tin can phones are also going to have the sound effect of the tin, like,
I know, like the echo that goes along with it.
Yes.
They had pre-sales that started a few months ago, and the shipments go out next month. They're $75, and people are going crazy for these phones. So if you're looking for an option, you can't really cyberbully on a tin can phone.
No, you can't.
It's Mix 94.1.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Miranda, you're caller 20.
Woo-hoo! Yay!
All right, let's do this, Miranda. I hear you have your daughter, Madison, in the car with you this morning. Hi, Madison. Can we hear her, Madison?
I don't know. You might not be able to hear her. We're in the car, but she says hi.
Oh, well, good. Okay, guys, here's the deal. We've got these Disneyland tickets. We would love to send you there. We've got a 4-pack of them right now with the Mega Minute. You get them all 10 questions correct in, or all 10 questions correct in 60 seconds, and the tickets are yours. If either one of you knows the answer, just shout it out, because if I hear the correct one, we're going to move on to the next question. Sound good?
Yes, sounds good.
All right, let's do this.
All right, ladies, if you're struggling with a question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, and if we have time in the end, we'll circle back to that question. And the Mega Minute starts now.
What does the abbreviation BRB stand for?
Be right back.
Yes, how many seasons are there in a year?
Four.
Yes, Naomi Osaka is famous for playing what sport?
Pass.
Simba is a Disney character from what movie?
Lion King.
Yes. What Disneyland transportation is known as the highway in the sky?
The monorail?
Yes. How many shades of gray are there in the books and movies with Christian Grey?
Four?
No. A coven is a group of what?
Shoot, Pat.
Lady Gaga plays Rosalind Rawwood in which Netflix show?
Pass.
Mad Tea Party is a Disneyland ride based off of what movie?
Alice in Wonderland.
Yes. What type of blood cells fight infection?
White blood cells.
Yes. Naomi Osaka is famous for playing what sport?
Oh, that's time.
Oh, man.
It was tennis, Miranda. Oh, I'm so sorry. And then, there was a couple of other ones that we missed. I'm kind of, in a way, glad like we didn't get the answer to this with the younger one in the car. But how many shades of gray are there in the books and movies of Christian Grey? That was 50 shades. 50
didn't
shades
you watch
of gray.
That movie?
I did. Yeah. It was very, 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 there was a lot. I started the book and I was like, okay, I'm good. The coven is a group of what? Those are witches. And then Lady Gaga plays Rosalind Rawwood in which Netflix show? That is Wednesday. And from what I'm hearing, She's only in there for like 9 seconds.
Same. I heard the same thing. Like, do I even want to watch it anymore?
Wait, what? All that for what? So there you go. We did not get a winner, Miranda. That was a good try, but unfortunately not good enough. And that means caller 20 right now. You get the tickets, four of them, to check out the Disneyland Resort, and you'll still be entered in the grand prize with a two-night stay at one of the hotels there and upgraded tickets. Caller 20, you get them right now. 702-364-9400.
Hot, hot, hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friend.
So Las Vegas is trying something new to boost the visitation after we had a slower summer. And it's all centered on something instantly recognizable, the Welcome to Fabulous Las Vegas sign. So last night, marquees all across the strip lit up with the campaign logo. The real sign glowed purple. Even Times Square and Sunset Boulevard got these billboard takeovers. The inaugural commercial debuted during the Cowboys-Eagles game. So now it is Welcome to Fabulous. We have a new slogan. Tourism numbers, they were down in July. Visitation dropped 12% compared to last year, with gaming revenue actually holding steady. So that's good news. The Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority says that the campaign is designed to evoke that kind of emotion that people felt with what happens here stays here, but with a focus on value and authentic experiences. Translation, they know people are kind of side-eyeing those $25 cocktails, and I think they're trying to make Vegas feel like it's worth it. It's fabulous.
I'm a fan. I dig it. You know, sometimes you got to let people know, yo, we're over here. This is how awesome we are. And, you know, sometimes people forget, right? And it's nothing, there's nothing wrong with being proud of who you are, being proud of your city and letting people know, you know, I mean, we have the Strip, we have downtown, but we have so much more. And, you know, we have so many experiences to offer. So I'm a fan. How about you?
I honestly don't really care for the slogan. That doesn't mean I don't think our city's fabulous. I love this city. I love it so much. And I feel like it's not getting the credit it deserves, but I also think we need to make some changes. Spending $25 for a cocktail is stupid. Spending $15 for a bottle of water is ridiculous. Charging locals to pay to park in their hotels and casinos, that needs to stop. This is just turning into a gigantic money grab, and some changes need to be made. I personally feel strongly about this. Can you tell?
I
feel like it's just... I'm not saying, oh, it's not what Vegas once was. I get it. We've evolved. We do have to move on. But it's just, it's not giving that thing like, wow, this is something that is special and something that I can't get anywhere else. It's like, you have to pay for this. You have to pay for that. You have to pay for this. You have to pay for that. Like, it's just, it's turning into something that I don't like, and I'm hoping that this turns around a little bit.
Good points for sure. I haven't experienced that, you know, the paying $15 for waters and whatnot. I'm just gonna, you know, just thinking, I'm thinking positively. Hopefully those are things that are being worked out and being worked on for the near future.
I just don't know if the Welcome to Fabulous is gonna... Oh, now I'm going.
Yeah.
I wasn't gonna go before, but now I'm going. Yeah, I don't know. I'm usually a pretty optimistic person. I hope that they make the changes internally. What do you think, Steph?
I agree with you 100%. Even as a local, it's hard to go out. So imagine what tourism is feeling like.
Yes.
And when people come to town and visit, it's like, not only do I dread going to the Strip because it's crazy, I dread going to the Strip because of the prices. I'm like, can we go off the Strip, or can you come over? I'll make you dinner, because I'm not spending $200 on drinks just for two rounds. That's just ridiculous.
It really is. It's funny because I go to other cities, and it's sad when you get charged $12 for a cocktail. I'm like, wow, this is cheap. What is this? Is this happy hour? Like, what's going on?
I'll never forget when I visited Baltimore in February. Four drinks were like $22.
Whoa. Wait, $22?
Yes, four drinks. I'm like, wait, how can we stay here all night? They're like, we got to get going, Steph. Like, and we know you're not in Vegas anymore.
It's crazy now at what you look at as a bargain, when it's like, no, that's just kind of what it is.
Yeah.
So I don't know. What does everyone else think? What are your thoughts on that? Do you think this is the slogan that's going to turn things around? 702-364-9400. And what are your thoughts on just the way that things are changing price-wise. People are going to want to come here if they are going to... Like, you expect them to gamble, too, after they're spending all that money? Mm-hmm. Like, it's just... I don't know. Again, not trying to be pessimistic. I only want what's best for the city because I love it so much. But I think the people that live here should be able to benefit from it, too.
Take out resort fees. Maybe get some deals on hotels. Yeah. Like, maybe that's the route to go. I mean, obviously, I'm not in tourism or know how it works, but I think that might be something that might benefit from it.
It's so true. Also, this morning, our phones are lighting up, so we'll go to some of your calls here. 702-364-9400. This is either the most shocking announcement in boxing or maybe... just because it's 2025, the most predictable one. I'm not sure. Mike Tyson and Floyd Mayweather have signed on to fight each other in an exhibition match this spring. There's no word yet on the date, the location, or even where fans will be able to watch. But the contracts, I guess, are signed. Tyson is 59. He says he still can't believe Mayweather actually wants to do this, whether it could be detrimental to his health or what. I don't know. Mayweather is 48. And because it's an exhibition, his perfect 50-0 record is not going to be affected. So the only thing on the line really is pride, money, some ice packs maybe after it's all said and done. That just seems kind of crazy to me.
Who do you think is going to take it?
I mean... just based on size, I'm going to have to go with Tyson on this one. I feel like one punch and it's...
But what about age? Do you think age plays a factor in his speed?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. 11 years difference. That's a pretty big difference. So I don't know. Mayweather, he's a machine. Like, I don't want to underestimate him, but that's like hitting a brick wall. You know? Yeah. It's just so big. Let's go back to the first story talking about Vegas and how things have kind of gotten out of control. Hey, Shannon, good morning. What do you think?
Oh, hi, Mercedes. Grand risings to you. I have four generations here. I was born and raised. I'm 51, and we have never had to pay for parking. My parents worked at the Horseshoe for 50 years, so I will not pay for parking as a local, so I just don't go to any of those spots, and I don't think it's fair. And I think you need to make the changes you're saying.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
Now, Shannon, let's say these resorts did either, they stopped charging for parking, which I don't see them doing, or maybe they said locals park free. Would you find yourself going down there more if that were the case?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I would definitely do. Yeah. I mean, I'll admit, I still go when, you know, I want to go somewhere down there and I pay for the parking, but I always just am like, gosh.
It's a bummer.
$40 to park my car. Mm-mm. It just sucks. Diane, hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Yes, Mercedes. I was talking about the same thing, the parking fee and plus the gambling. We have to go to California to go buy a lotto ticket, Arizona, when they can stay in their own states and gamble. You know, they have casinos there, so what's the sense of coming to Vegas?
Seriously, I didn't even think of that, Diane. I'm thinking of driving down to Baker today to get a Powerball ticket.
No!
It's like, oh my gosh, yeah. That is a great point. You guys are smart. Okay, finally this morning, we're running out of time. Actually, I'm going to save this one for the next one. A word of warning, if you have someone go pick up your kid at daycare for you, make sure they pick up the right kid.
Oh.
I'm just saying. We'll talk about that next hour in the Hot 3. Right there, all along. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Happy Friday. You finally made it to the weekend. Okay, let's get into this one because I feel like this is really juicy. Snooping through your partner's phone. We've all either heard of someone doing it or maybe we have done it ourselves. And there's this new study out that says about a third of adults admit that they have looked through their partner's phone without permission. A third, like to me, I don't know. I don't know why I thought that was really high. Maybe you guys are like, that actually seems low to me. But experts say the real problem is not what you find. It's the actual snooping itself. They say it's a symptom of insecurity and mistrust that actually does more damage than whatever secret that you thought you were about to uncover. What do you think about snooping through a partner's phone? 702-364-9400. Is that something you do on a regular basis? Do you think it's really an invasion of privacy? Where I stand is I don't agree with snooping, but I do think that your partner should know your passcode to your phone. To me, if you are locking your spouse out of your phone, that's shady. Like, what exactly are you hiding in there? Because if I can't trust you enough to have the code, I'm already a little suspicious about it. But at the same time, just because you can look doesn't mean you should look. I know my husband's passcode. He knows mine. I maybe have gone in there one time because he told me to look for something. But what do you think is a bigger red flag? Snooping through the phone or not giving your partner the passcode in the first place? 702-364-9400.
I think it's all bad. I don't get any of this. Snooping, not giving the passcode. To me, it's like the first thing that pops in my mind is like, why? You know what I mean? Like, why is it necessary? Like, why would you need to share the code? And also, why would someone, you know, just going back to the numbers you were giving, I mean, snooping is that definitely is a sign of mistrust. I don't think it's necessary.
So, but you think that you should not have to give your passcode?
Why? No. No. I mean, if you trust me, if I love you, you love me, and we trust each other, what's the point of this?
What do you have against it?
Going back to what I'm saying, why is it necessary? You know what I mean? Like, if I could hear specific reasons why, maybe it'll make sense. But right now, it doesn't really make sense to me. If it's like you need some emergency contacts or like a code to something, I mean, that's what a lockbox is for. That's
shady behavior 101 to
really?
Me. Yeah. If you're in a committed relationship and you're keeping your phone locked up like it is Fort Knox, I'm already like, it doesn't mean I'm going to go digging through your phone. Actually, the fact that I have your code makes me want to less just because I know like there's trust there. In my opinion, that is more suspicious than snooping could ever be. But what do you guys think? Let's talk to Jenna. Hey, Jenna, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
What do you think? Snooping through your partner's phone, not knowing the passcode to it. What's your take?
I snoop through my husband's phone all the time, honestly, and I don't care if he likes it or not. We're not supposed to have any secrets in a marriage. So, yeah, I mean, I probably go through it like, I don't know, 2 to 3 times a week.
Oh, is there something that you're suspicious of? Is it out of boredom? Like, why are you doing that?
No, I mean, like, we're married, you know, what's his is mine and vice versa. Like, I just like to see what he's up to. You know, he's not a talker, really. Like, he'll come home from work and he's just like too tired to talk about his day. So I'll just like check on his phone and see what's going on.
Does he know that you're doing that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, if he's okay with it, then maybe we should be okay with it. So you obviously have his passcode. Let's say one day you go to check his phone and he magically changed the passcode. Would that be a major red flag?
He uses his fingerprint. I have my own code.
Oh,
so I would
just
be like, hey, my code's not working. Can you fix this?
Interesting. Yeah. What do you guys think about that? Jenna goes through it 2 or 3 times a week. No big deal. She wants to know what's going on. Do you think that that's okay? Especially if the husband is okay with it. If that were you, if you were the partner, would you be upset about that? Or at some point, are you just like, she's going to do what she's got to do. I'm just not going to even bother with it. Jenna, hang on 1 second. Let's talk to Nicole. Nicole, you're like, no snooping at all. What do you think?
So I actually am. I'm kind of on both sides of it. I'm in a relationship where I snoop and I did things and there was a lot of lies and a lot of mistrust and there was a lot of security on my side. And I was in that relationship for a long time, but the person I've been with for the last 3 years, I don't feel that. I agree with you, Mercedes. I have his code, but we don't go through each other's phones. It's not something that we need to do. We trust one another, but if ever we wanted to, the ability is there, but I don't feel that feeling.
Yeah, it's just, but I do feel like it is a sense of relief knowing, God forbid there's an emergency and I need to get in there. I can.
Yeah.
But I don't want to.
Not next to me. I don't go, man, let me get into his phone or look what he's doing. I don't feel that at all. I very much trust him. He trusts me. We do have each other's passcodes. Like you said, if there's ever anything, we can, but we've never needed to of being in that kind of relationship. So I don't snoop. And I love
feeling that kind of trust and security within my relationship that I don't want to ever snoop.
That's nice. Steph, do you know James' passcode? And would you think that's a bigger red flag to not know it than snooping in the phone?
Yeah, I think the bigger red flag here is not knowing someone's passcode and they're not willing to give it to you. That's where I'm like, okay, so is there something that you're hiding? And it's not like I'm over here, babe, I need your code. It's yeah. more like, hey, babe, like if I need to get into it, what's your code? And he's willing to give it to me, super casual, he'll give it to me. But I think I just have like a little bit of trauma going through anyone's phone, because the way I caught my ex cheating was just innocently opening up his phone to check a video for a dance video that we had to do. And the first thing I did when I opened his phone, he gave me his passcode long time ago, was text messages from this girl. So it's like, yeah. I don't snoop. I mean, knowing someone's code could be like a good thing or a bad thing. Don't you think?
Yeah, I agree. It's all in what you do with it and the level of trust. But I think that if you have nothing to hide, what's the problem
right.
with having the passcode?
Yeah.
You know, marriage is a partnership. We share the bills. We share the Netflix passwords, but not the phone code. That doesn't make sense.
I have your last name and not your passcode.
702-364-9400. We're going to take some more of your calls here in just a couple minutes. Actually, Eric. Hey, Eric. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. That listener is exactly why I will never give away my password.
Okay. I have a feeling this is going to go a little longer. Okay, hold on. I think he's referring to Jenna going through her husband's phone 2 or 3 times a week. And Eric says that he obviously doesn't give out the passcode. I'm really curious to find out why. Hold on the line, Eric. We'll talk to him and take more of your calls. 702-364-9400.
The home of Vegas's best. Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. All right, let's reset here, because I know people have opinions. And if you're just tuning in, we're talking about snooping through your partner's phone. Like, research says that a third of adults have done it, but experts warn that the real issue is not what you find, it's the actual snooping itself. And now here's where the debate kind of got heated. I said, I don't agree with snooping, but I do think your partner should know the passcode to your phone. To me, not sharing it is way more suspicious. Like, if you're hiding the code, what are you hiding in general? Julian, on the other hand, thinks you should never give your partner your code. So that's kind of where we're split. And we spoke to Jenna, who, God bless you, Jenna, you're still on the phone. Thanks for holding. Now I wanted to do a couple of follow-up questions, because we have a listener on hold who wants to comment on you. You said you check your partner's phone 2 to 3 times a week. You just go through it. He's not a talkative person. Have you ever gone through and found something that you didn't like or that worried you? And if so, what was it?
No, I mean, we have a healthy marriage. I mean, I think this gets blown out of proportion when people are in unhealthy marriages, because we're in a good marriage. So, I mean, there's not really any surprises. And if there is, we talk about it and we get through it. But there's nothing like that.
Okay, well, I want to keep you on hold here, because Eric made a comment that this is why he never gives away his passcode to his phone. Eric, hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Yeah, I don't want her all up in my business. You know, like, I'm not hiding anything, and they should just trust me.
Now, are you married, Eric?
No, I'm not. But with that said, I better have access to her phone as well, because I'm the head of household and I need to know what's going on at all times.
Wait, hold on.
So he needs to know everything, but she can't. Sorry, I don't know if I'm allowed to comment.
Yeah,
on this.
Go ahead. Keep
Wild.
Talking.
No. This guy's like, oh, this is why I never give away my password. Also, I need to know everything about my partner's life. Also, I'm not in a relationship.
Because I'm the head of the household. I take care of the bills.
Okay, take care of the bills all you want. What does she do? Nothing? She's... exist?
See, that's, I mean, what if she ends up messing up something that's on my phone? Like, I've got, like, a lot of important apps on there, so...
I'm sure very, very important stuff. My husband has 4 fantasy football apps. I think you can, I think you can let a girl go through your phone if you can get a girlfriend with that type of crazy controlling attitude. What are you hiding?
Yeah, we've been in a relationship for about 5 years now, but... The thing of it is I've just got a lot of important stuff on there that you can't mess with. Like, I've got apps with different, with like the security cameras. Like I said, those, if you
Why can't she look at security cameras?
You press one wrong button, all the alarms are going to go off. You're going to have police coming. I don't need that. And she,
well, why can't you just show her how to use it and not do that? I just don't understand. Why are you treating her like a child?
Because she's made some mistakes in there. Like,
and you've never made mistakes?
I do, but it's like certain stuff like that. Like, I just, and here's the thing, if she knows my code and then she ends up getting hacked or something like that, and then I get hacked, there's a problem.
What if you know her code and you get hacked?
I do not tell anybody my codes. Nobody on the planet knows them. I have secret codes that nobody
knows. Let me jump in real quick. Let me just jump in real quick. So, Eric, you're locking your phone down like it is Area 51. You're like, this is my stuff. But if you're going to demand transparency, don't you think it has to go both ways? Otherwise, you're basically admitting that you've got something in there you don't want her to see. And if that's the case, maybe the problem isn't the phone. Maybe it's you. Like, why do you have to see her stuff? But she can't see your stuff. Are you saying, like, she's just so dumb that she doesn't know not to press certain buttons? Is that what you're saying?
Nope, I'm not saying she's dumb. I'm just saying she's had worse experiences with security than I have. She's been hacked before. She's had money drawn out of her account. I've never had that happen because I never tell my passwords to anybody.
Okay, hold on. Let's just, wow. Okay.
That was a lot to unpack right there, don't you think?
Yeah, for sure. Let's, hold on, Jenna. These phones are going crazy right now. Let's talk to Ernie, who wants to make a comment to you, Eric. Hey, Ernie, you're on with Eric. Go ahead.
Hi. No, I'm just listening, and I'm the way, I forgot her name.
Jenna?
The way she's saying, oh, we have a healthy marriage, but you have the need to snoop 3 times a week. That's not healthy.
Oh, you're talking to Jenna. Healthy. You're not talking to Eric on this one. Yeah. So
Eric too. Eric's definitely hiding something. He's probably got some stuff.
Nope. Not at all. I'm just more careful. That's it.
I'm sorry, but when you guys do my job for me, it's just so entertaining.
They're talking for you, Mercedes.
I absolutely, you guys are so great. Hold on the line. Let's talk to Bonnie. Bonnie has a comment. Bonnie, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. I've been married for 40 years, and there is nothing but trust in my relationship. My husband's not jealous of me. I'm not jealous of him. We both have each other's passcodes. We have an iPad that shares my messages and my emails. The only thing that annoys me is whenever I get a message, it dings on the iPad and he says, hey, you have a message. And I'm like, I know, I have my own phone. I could get that.
Yeah.
That's about half it. Lots and lots of trust.
Yeah, it's all about trust at the end of the day, you know?
Isn't that the worst, though, when the iPad, you turn it on and it starts going from all your messages and it's the worst.
I actually like it because then I can see all the messages I forgot to respond to from like 3 days ago. I'm like, oh my gosh, I forgot about that. You guys, thanks for your calls. I mean, you know, it's all in the relationship. You have the conversations. You decide. I just really have no words. It's not often that I'm left speechless.
I love, like, you got 5 fantasy football apps. Close one of them. It's fine. They're not going to get hacked.
If you can't play fair, don't play at all. You know, I thought relationships were supposed to be equal. But, yeah, well, maybe that's just me. Thank you guys so much for your calls. All right, let's do it. This is the time for you to win with Heads Up. We have a really cool prize. I absolutely love this. We've got a family 4-pack of Pogo passes. The Pogo pass is a pass where you can like bounce around from one attraction to the next. Cowabunga Bay, Discovery Children's Museum, Uptown Jungle Fun Park, access to Las Vegas Aviators, Las Vegas Lights. It's really cool. We've got 4 of them for you right now with Heads Up. It's Friday, so we only have 1 category left, and that category is Skin Deep. But if you get 6 answers in 60 seconds, you are going to win that 4-pack of Pogo passes. Caller 20, you're playing Heads Up right now, 702-364-9400. You ready?
time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Karen, you're caller 20.
Woo-hoo! Good morning. Thank you.
You are welcome. Let's do this. Let's make you a winner this morning. We've got a 4-pack of Pogo passes. These are really cool. With Heads Up, all you got to do is get 6 answers in 60 seconds in this category. It is skin deep. So National Acne Positivity Day was on Monday. So these are all things that are associated with your skin. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
6 and 60 seconds is all we need to do. Let's do this.
All right, Karen, sending you good Friday vibes. 60 seconds. Heads Up starts now.
Some people have really big ones of these on their face and they want to make them smaller because things get in them. I have like really big these on my nose, like
pimples.
Pores. No, yes, pores. If you get these, like you might use a retinol to get them to go away. You smile and you have. Yes, this is. I'm allergic to something. I must have touched poison ivy because I have one of these on my skin.
A rash.
Yes. I'm gonna use a needle and put ink in my body. I'm getting a what?
Tattoo.
Yes. I got cut and you can see where I got cut many years ago. Yes. This is. During COVID, a lot of people wore these to keep from
face mask.
Yes.
That's 6. That was 6.
Oh my gosh, that is amazing. Congratulations, Karen. Great job. You just got yourself a family 4-pack of these Pogo passes where you can bounce around to different attractions here in Las Vegas. That is so cool. Congratulations. And don't go anywhere because in just about 20 minutes, we're taking it back. We're going to take it back with the Friday Rewind at 9 o'clock. It's Mix 94.1. Hey there, Delilah. What's
hot, hot, hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And the Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
So good news if your one more episode turns into 5. Science says you might actually be doing something healthy. A new study suggests that binge watching your favorite shows or marathoning movies could boost your mental health. Researchers found people who immerse themselves in stories this way are more likely to hold on to them and revisit them in daydreams and use them as like a coping tool during stressful times. The lead author in this says that it's building mental worlds that kind of live on even after the show is over. So like, for instance, your Stranger Things obsession might be less of a guilty pleasure and more of a stress management tool. So they do say it depends on what you're watching, but for now you can tell yourself that your Netflix is your therapy. What Steph, what show are you binge watching right now?
I'm binge watching My Life with the Walter Boys.
Oh,
yes, yes. Second season.
Yeah, but I only am starting on season 1. I am obsessed with the show.
It's like the Timu, the
it
summer
is.
I turn pretty.
Ladies, it is so good.
You've seen it?
Oh, I've seen season 1. It is so good for your mental health. It is so, your mental health is going to be on a whole different level after season 2.
What do you like about the show so far?
It's related. I mean, I don't want to give it away. Oh, yeah, I give it away. It's basically about, it's just so good. It's just, I find it very relatable. You know, like big time city girl moving to a small town.
Yeah.
It's cute.
I like it so
it's
far.
Cute.
Mercedes, have you seen it?
I haven't watched it yet. My daughter is telling me, she's like, yeah, when we're done with Summer, I Turn Pretty, you should watch this show. And she's like, basically, it's Timu.
It is a
Summer
Timu.
I Turn Pretty. And I was like, yeah, well, maybe we'll get to that.
Yeah,
one.
Some of the acting is a little awkward. I'm like, that was a little cringe, but I do love the storyline.
Yeah. A lot of people are watching that right now. Let's see. Also this morning, the band Foreigner has entered the chat, guys. You're probably like, who? Yeah, we're talking about the band from the 80s. They're shooting their shot. They posted an open letter on Instagram asking to be Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce's official wedding band. Now, playing off of one of their most famous hits. Do we have "I Want to Know What Love Is"?
They love that song.
They said, "Dear Taylor and Travis, we want to know what love is. We know what love is. We spent 40 years figuring it out, and now you guys have too. The post even matched Taylor's Life of a Showgirl color scheme. Flavor Flav chimed in with laughing emojis because, of course, he did. Meanwhile, on the Kelsey family side, Travis's mom, I don't know if you saw this. She briefly reposted this stand-up joke about Taylor's uterus aching to breed with Travis. Did you see that? No. She accidentally posted it, and everyone immediately like screenshotted it and was like, she deleted it. But a lot of people are saying, like, you know, boomers are gonna boomer. They accidentally repost these things.
Yo, Taylor, you gotta get. Oh, I'm sorry. You gotta get her mom off the phone then.
The mother-in-law.
Yeah, mother-in-law. Right, yeah, right.
For sure.
I'm excited to see her tonight at the Chiefs game.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
I know.
Cross fingers.
She's in Brazil right yes. now. And so who are you rooting for? You've got your Chargers and you've got the Chiefs. I know you love Taylor, but does Taylor surpass your Chargers?
I can't. I have to stick with my love for the Chargers, but I will be I'll be stuck on that TV and glued waiting for Taylor Swift on the sidelines.
Yeah, that'll be a little added bonus. I'm looking at my fantasy team and seeing if I have any players on either team, and I don't. So it's a free for all. Oh no, I do. I have a Chief on my team.
Ooh, who is it?
Worthy.
Do you think they're going to get some points for you
today?
Yeah,
he's projected to get 17.5 points.
Oh, that's a good amount
of
points.
So, sorry, I got to go for the Chiefs. Xavier Worthy, bring it home. Let's do this. All right, finally this morning, it sounds like something out of a sitcom, but it actually happened in Australia. A grandfather went to pick up his grandchild from daycare, walked into a dark room of sleeping toddlers, and somehow left with the wrong kid. He took the wrong child home by mistake. This error only came to light when the actual mom showed up later to pick up her kid. Even worse, when she asked the staff like for details about the man, they couldn't give his name, who he was supposed to collect, or even much of a description other than he was an older guy in shorts. That's all they said. Can you imagine going to pick up your kid and being told an older guy in shorts picked him up instead? The child was safely returned when the grandfather figured it out. The daycare worker who was involved has since stepped down.
I get so many questions. I'm shocked that the kid didn't say anything.
Well, the kid was asleep.
Oh,
they picked him up. So I think it was like pick him up, throw him in the car, and have hopefully he sleeps through the ride home.
Got it.
Yeah. Okay. Even then, still, if they're young enough, they may just be like, I don't know, maybe this person's taking me where I need to go.
Alexa, they're taking me mom and dad.
It's Mix 94.1.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.